this is an instant inspiration. And I have a puppy dog on my arm here saying he wants some attention. Actually, he doesn't really want attention. He wants part of the chicken that's in the middle of the table. Isn't that what you want? Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Yeah. I love being a stranger and a lover. For in each situation, I may speak without inhibition. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. I love being a stranger and a lover, for in each situation I may speak without inhibition. Now you say, well, a stranger? Sure. Nobody knows what my past is. Nobody knows what my dreams are. Nobody knows what my family is. Nobody knows anything about me. The stranger just looks at me and says, you are a person, and you look like this type of person, and I will presume that you are that kind of person until you prove me different. We should have everyone be strangers, huh? Now, a lover, on the other hand, a lover accepts you just the way you are, but they also know who you are. They also know what you believe. They also know what you think. But they love you, so they accept you. Now, you may be in love with someone, and they may think that you're wonderful. And you may work long hours, and they love you. And this goes on after you become married or after you've had the relationship for a long time, and you work these long hours. And finally, they come to the point and say, you know, all we're doing is spending 10 minutes a day together. To me, that's not quite enough. I'd like to have a little more of your time. And he says, hey, my work is my love. My work is my life. I work for my work. I live for my work. That's why I'm here. And she says, well, I thought you loved me. Oh, I do. I love you very much. And I love you in my own way. In my own moments of loving you, I love you. Otherwise, my business comes first, my life comes first, my things I do every day come first. But that's not what I want you to do. I want you to give me more time. And he says, hey, you knew when you bought in this bargain that I liked my work and I spent 24 hours a day at my work, you know? Yes, you did. You knew that. And so then she argues. And he says, hey, I'm not changing my way of living just because we are friends or we're lovers or we're getting married. I'm me just the way I am. And if you like me this way, fine. If you don't like me this way, then fine too. Maybe I shouldn't be married. Maybe you agree on that. Huh? Maybe I shouldn't have a relationship that demands that it be tended and taken care of, that you spend some time on the relationship. Maybe I shouldn't have that. You see, if more people would fall in love and learn the truth about each other by experience, like, you know, a year of knowing each other, that's why they say should be engaged a year or two. This falling in love at first sight is super, but you don't know the idiosyncrasies about the person that you may find are not acceptable. Someone can love you with all their heart and all their soul and all their being and not be present to tell you about it. And is that the kind of marriage you want? Do you want a marriage where the husband is involved in music and he's going to concerts here and there, playing very successfully and happily all the time? And if you want to come along, you can, but you're going to live in hotel rooms and you're going to do these various other things that are going to be the fare of a concert pianist or organist or whatever he may be doing his work. What do you want to do? You know, you have to decide upon that. So many people, they want to change their husband or change their wife as soon as they get married. You all know the story of Pygmalion. Pygmalion was a beautiful street girl, beautiful by her own experiences. And these two gentlemen had a bet, as to whether they could make her into a society lady within a given period of time. And they worked very diligently at it. In fact, they gave a great deal of their time to her, and they also were very smitten by the beauty of this woman as she revealed herself. But she was a street girl. Her background was a street activity. Her way of thinking was street. Now, she learned proper society. She learned these things, but that was not her nature. That was not her nature. When she became angry, she immediately reverted back to the Cockney language of the street that was very, you know, very negative in times, you know. So we have to be very careful. A stranger, you accept them just the way they are. You don't expect them to be any different. A lover accepts the lover just the way they are. You don't expect them to be any different until you find out that that's not acceptable to you. And then you want to change them. You see, is that the kind of life you want to live? I love being a stranger and a lover, for in each situation I may speak without inhibition. A stranger comes in town and someone says, how do you like our town? And he says, well, you have invited me into your town. You have asked me to speak before your Kiwanis Club here. You've asked me to speak before your Chamber of Commerce. And you asked me, presumably, because you think I think your town is a great town. Now, if I would come out and say what I observed in your town by driving through it and seeing what could be improved, that you might not like that. You might ride me out of town on a rail. But if I am gentle and just mention a few little things to you, then I'd be all right. But you would still want me to say good things. Now, how can I be aware of good things in your town if I am concentrating on the negative things? How can I be aware of the negative things if I'm concentrating on the good things? So you invite me into your town and you say, you want me to look around the town and find all of the good things that I can. Not one bad thing, but all of the good things that I can. And so I go around the town looking for good things, and I find lots of good things. I see bad things too, but I don't pay attention to that. But I see these good things. And so I get up and give a talk at your Chamber of Commerce meeting. And everybody gives me a standing ovation because I only speak about the good things in the town. But there are people who are not getting what they want. There are people who are not getting the aid of the county, aid of the state, aid of the city that they'd like to get because they're not approved by the town. And yet somebody else who is more miserable, more stark than this one individual gets aid, because the one person who is worse has learned how to say better things, has learned how to say nice things about the town, whereas I just say it like it is, and that doesn't make me a lot of friends. You see, this is all very human. It's all a very human way of looking at life. I love being a stranger and a lover, for in each situation I may speak without inhibition. However, I must decide, what do I want out of the relationship? What do I want out of being a stranger in a strange town? Do I want to be taken in by the town? Do I want to have a job there and earn a little bit of money before I go on? What do I want? Whatever it is that we want out of life, that is the payment we have to make to accomplish what we want. If you want to be an executive, number one, well, you tell me what number one is.
I am number one.
If you want to be an executive, what is the first thing you do? You dress for the part. You dress for the part. You wear clothing that you think an executive would wear. Of course, now the chief CEOs and top executives, many of them are going without collars, that is, without the ties and without jackets on. Bill Gates started that. Others did too, but he gave it a good swift support that was necessary. Now, so you dress for the job. Then what else do you do? You get yourself a resume showing that you can do the job, that you have had the experience that can do the job. And then this is turned in. Then what else do you do? Now, if you can go to the President of the United States because you happen to be a buddy or you happen to be on one of his committees, and you say to the President, "President, I'm applying for a job here. Would you give me a recommendation?" "Sure." So the President not only says, "Sure," he calls his secretary and says, "Da, da, 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 da. Okay, send it out." Then he calls the man who runs the job on the phone. And he said to him, "Hello, this is Mr. Bush, you know, and George Bush." And the man says, "You mean the George Bush?" "Well, I don't mean my dad, you know, I mean me." And he says, "Wow, why are you calling me? Thank you very much, you know, appreciate it. Well, Ellen Jeremini wants to have a job working for you, and she wants to do this, that, and the other thing. And I just called to give a recommendation that she has worked for me, and she is a very outstanding woman in those regards, and many, many more. So if you hire her, you'll be hiring a very top echelon person." And so Ellen goes back into the boss's office and says, "Did you get a hold of George?" And the boss says, "Yes, I did. You going to hire me?" And he says, "Nope." "No? With a recommendation like that?" "No." "Because with a recommendation like that, you'd be lording it over everyone. You'd be acting superior to everyone. Perhaps not right at the first, but later, because you have such a high recommendation. It's better to have many small recommendations than a high recommendation." Because a high recommendation is by a person who, in certain areas of his life, always says yes. "Yes, you can do that. Yes, you can do that. Yes, you may have this. Yes, you may have that." And therefore, the yes doesn't mean so much. But when a boss is his own master, and he also says no, and he says no many times because it's not suitable for him to say yes, the person just cannot do the job, even though their mother is the Queen of England, or something of that nature, you know. So, I love being a stranger and a lover, for in each situation I may speak without inhibition. Unless I want to have a different relationship, or I want to have a relationship, period, with the people that I'm dealing with. And when I want to have a relationship with the people I'm dealing with, then I must speak to them in that light. So, my friends, you are not a stranger, and you're not in a strange land, although you have acted like it from time to time. And when you said I can't do something, or you said, I never say that, of course not. Or when you say that something's impossible, or you say that you did the wrong thing, or you say you did the right thing, you're good. Those are not right things to say either. All we do is be ourselves and have fun. And be lovers of ourself and lovers of everybody in our world. Wonderful. Think on these things and enjoy them. Because I do. And I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.